keeping you informed. This is Katy Country 94 and Z96.3 News.
Kansas Information Network News. I'm Jen Austin. An investigation is underway after a fatal shooting in Kansas City. Brandon Dixon has more.
Police are still looking for a suspect after a deadly shooting Saturday night at an apartment complex in South Kansas City. Happened in the area of Cleveland Avenue and 93rd Street. Police say an unidentified man was found wounded inside one of the apartment buildings. He was taken to the hospital where he died from his injuries. Cops believe an argument in the parking lot complex led to the fatal shooting. I'm Brandon Dixon.
An off-duty Pawnee County Sheriff's deputy saw a car speed by at over 100 miles per hour on Highway 156 just west of Fort Larned and called that in. A short time later, an on-duty deputy clocked the driver going 107 miles per hour in a 65 mile per hour zone. The driver from St. Louis faces a $500 ticket. Officers across Kansas continue to crack down on excessive speeders. Dozens of tickets have been issued in the past year for drivers going over 100 miles per hour. This is Kansas Information Network News.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
KD Country 94 weather.
Here's a look at your local weatherology forecast. Ample sunshine expected today with daytime highs approaching 82. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 55. Sunshine expected tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 85. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KD Country 94. Right now, it's 57 degrees.
Your number one source for local sports in North Central Kansas. This is KD Country 94 and Z96.3 Sports.
KIN Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy. The Royals lost the three-game series to the Red Sox over the weekend, 2-1. The only game they won was Friday night, winning 2-1 in 12 innings. What was a pitcher's duel the entirety of the night? Michael Lorenzen went 7 shutout innings, striking out 7 while giving up 3 hits. John Schreiber, Lucas Erceg, and Daniel Lynch IV each gave up hits. Carlos Estevez had a strikeout, and Cruz was the winning pitcher. The winning run in the 10th came on a Freddie Fermin single up the middle. In Saturday's game, Cole Reagans could only go 5 innings, giving up 7 hits, 4 runs, while striking out 8, but the offense wasn't there. They only compiled 9 total hits. Sunday's start from Seth Lugo was a pretty good one. He went 6 innings, giving up 6 hits, 3 runs, while striking out 5. The bullpen didn't give up any more runs, but unfortunately, the offense could only muster up 1. The Royals now set at 24-18, open up a 3-game series with the Astros in Houston. Michael Wacha gets the ball tonight at 7:10 p.m. Kansas Information Network Sports, I'm Spencer Dupuy.
Coming up, it's your KDNS KZDY Sports Bite with John Bowden. Brought to you by Treb Construction in Tipton, your one-stop shop for construction, concrete work, and garage doors. Nick's Pasture Clearing LLC. If what you need done involves a skid steer, give Nick's Pasture Clearing North of Downs a call. And Goddard Repair, specializing in semi and trailer repair on Highway 24 in Beloit. Proud supporters of your area athletics. And now for your Sports Bite.
This week is league competition in track and field as Beloit will host the NCAA league meet on Friday. Also, Rock Hills will host NPL meet on Thursday. The Grizzly Invitational was held at Rock Hills Mankato on Friday. Miss Center Boys won 133, St. John's 89, Rock Hills 79, Republic County 58, Northern Valley 40, Lynn 36, Pike Valley 34, Thunder Ridge 29.5, Washington County 25, Hanover 24, Tipton Catholic 5.5, Lakeside 4. On the girls' side, Osborne won with a score of of 134. Smith Center was 78. Hanover 64. St. John's 51. Republic County 49. Rock Hills 48. Stockton 42. Lynn 28. Washington County 20. Tipton Catholic 16. Pike Valley 12. And Northern Valley with a score of 9. In the individual results, 100 meter women's results, it was Claire Eilert of Osborne winning at 13-16. The 200 meters, it was Anna Juneman of Hanover 26-86. In the 200, Andy Cooper of Pike Valley won at 22-85. 400 meters, Bethany Similink of Rock Hills won at 103-47. 400 meter boys, Cole McKelvey won at 50.85 from Smith Center. Addison Poor of Osborne won the girls 800 223-84. 1600 meters, Madison Howland, Smith Center on the girls' side 423-22. And Tristan Reynolds on the boys' side in the 800 from Rock Hills 203-90. 3200 meter girls, Madison Howland continued her domination in the distances, winning 11-27-64. She is from Smith Center. Gavin Hickert in the 1600 meter boys' run with a time of 441. He is from Smith Center. 100 meter hurdles, Claire Eilert from Osborne 16-25. 300 meter hurdles, Gentry Reiner, Osborne 48-02. 3200 meter boys, Gavin Hickert, Smith Center 2010-25-04. In the 110 meter hurdles, Rashad Stafford 15-89. He is from Thunder Ridge. Carson McKelvey won the 300 meter hurdles with a time of 440.97. He is from Smith Center. In the 4x100 boys relay, Rock Hills won at 44.93. Isaiah Ridgeway, Camden Ward, Cooper McNeil, Nate Myers. 4x800 relay, Raya Berticelli, Kate Kindig, Levy Reiner, Addison Poor from Osborne won at 10.20 hundredths. In the 4x400 relay on the boys' side, Mason Annex, Parker Hutchison, Carson McKelvey, Cole McKelvey won it for Smith Center with a time of 3:31.61. In the shot put, Caden Arm Connect won it 40 feet 6 inches. She is from Smith Center. On the boys' side, in the 4x800 relay, Tristan Reynolds, Justin Luong, Cooper McNeil, Kobe Bowers won it for Rock Hills 8:32.95. And in the shot put, Grant Wilson on the boys' side won it for Smith Center 44 feet 9 inches. In the girls' javelin, Carly Brummer, Tipton Catholic, won it 117 feet 2 inches. In the discus, Brant Wilson, Smith Center, won it 147.8. In the high jump, Rock Hills, Hallie Meisner won it on the girls' side 5 feet 2. And in the triple jump, it was Edward Herenick of St. John's winning it with a jump of 46 feet 3 quarter inches. And in the long jump, Rock Hills, Nate Myers won it with a jump of 20 feet 8 and a half inches. 3A regional baseball pairings are out this week, and Sylvan Lucas Lincoln will host at Lucas on Wednesday night. Other first round 3A games in the regional will be number 8 Minneapolis 3-17 at number 1 Heston 13-16, 5 o'clock game at Heston. Number 4 seed Sylvan Lucan Lincoln Mustangs 5-13 will host number 5 Halstead High School 5-17 at Lucas at 5 p.m. Number 2 seed Beloit 10-8 will host number 7 seed Nickerson 4-20 in Beloit at 5 p.m. on Wednesday. And the number 3 seed Ellsworth will host Lindsberg Smoky Valley at Ellsworth at 5 p.m. Ellsworth is 9-12. Lindsberg Smoky Valley is 4-16.
Congratulations to our 2025 Lincoln Leopards graduating class. Graduates include
Ethan Ehring, Levi Bates, Dominic Baxter, Novalee Boucher, Colton Brummer, Chaos Creed, Mason Florence, Temper Hasemeyer, Allison Johnson Hall, Nicholas Coster, Salima Lababi, Ethan Larson, Alex Malcampfew, Tyra Meyer, Bella Naylor, Quinn Patterson, Cooper Rathman, Aiden Romesburg, Gabriella Brazato, Chase Sisler, Braxton Sturtz, Elijah Salter, Braxton Veal, Wyatt Wallace, Deegan Walters, Devin Webke.
Your Lincoln Senior Salute is brought to you by State Farm Insurance, Marty Walters, Farmway Credit Union, Schoen Auto Repair in Downs, and Central Valley Ag. Congratulations, area graduates.
This is Alan Key, your local American Family Insurance agent. The Alan Key Agency, LLC, is proud to sponsor the Pledge of Allegiance. Contact me today at 785-738-2990 or stop by our office in Beloit.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.